I've been talking since the pre-installation of the Biden regime how the entire Homeland Security apparatus that was put in by the quote-unquote good guys, them Republicans, the good guys, they put it in, is now going to be squarely focused on you and I, all the way back from the Dick Durbin bill that he talked about, which essentially wanted to reestablish Homeland Security's mission statement to target white people. And people think I'm joking when I say stuff like that, but I'm absolutely serious. And now we're seeing the fruits of that as the abortion debate heats up. Obviously, Justice Alito has to go into hiding. The Scarlet Witch herself, Jen Psaki Atumi, decided to come out with this absolutely weak sauce statement this week, this morning, after the protests at SCOTUS's houses. And remember last week when the Deuce was like, they have maps of these people's houses. And she goes, as long as it's peaceful, everything's fine. Just say, ugh, I can't believe I had to talk to you. Ugh. And everybody went, that's not a very strong condemnation. Essentially, Psaki Atumi, the Scarlet Witch, gave the wink. And she was like, as long as they're peaceful, wink. Am I right? Wink. Of course, now that they see that that's pulling out of control, she released this statement this morning. POTUS strongly believes in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. Judges perform an incredibly important function in our society, and they must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety. Yeah, a little late to put that toothpaste back in the tube there, Jen. Don't you have an MSNBC show to go tank? Can we get the black LGBT press secretary? By the way, I forgot to tell you, she's LGBT MAP. So we will never be able to challenge Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is. Because she's both black and gay. If she was in a wheelchair, she would be the Triple Crown winner. But, you know, one can only hope so much. But yeah, you can't put out this thing about, oh, obviously we believe in constitutional rights of protesting, but they should be like, I don't know, not violent and stuff. So don't be like violent, just like protest. Well, we saw a church in Houston was defaced. We saw multiple videos this weekend of churches being interrupted. We saw we didn't see as many as people had hoped or were anticipating, not hoping, but were anticipating. But the idea that they're now saying, oh, wait a minute, sorry, you can't do the violent stuff. Too bad, you already unleashed your shock troops. You got them all ginned up like a pack of rabid dogs. So now they're out for blood. I'll play for blood. I'm a huckleberry. So this article from PJ Media's Anita Thorne. Pro-murder domestic terrorist firebomb Wisconsin pro-life nonprofits. Get prepared for this. This is what's coming. This is what's coming. Because Jen Psaki and Jezebel Jen and Jezebel Jill and the sleeper in chief, the sniffer in chief, gin this up for the past week and then unleash them out there. And it doesn't shock me, and I'm sure you guys aren't shocked, that these people will go to whatever lengths they feel necessary to make you and I scared of what? Defending the lives of the unborn. Now, I've been saying all weekend, men, this is your time. You were put here for this reason, Catholic and Christian men alike. And to not be swayed or intimidated. Yeah, you got to be like Clarence Thomas, baby. I'm not going to be bullied. You got to be the same way. I won't be bullied by you people. I will not be bullied by any of you. Especially by a bunch of fat ladies in Handmaid's Tale outfits. But that's what they're going to do, guys. Violence is their only language. Because when you're steeped in sin, like these people, when your sacrament is the death of babies, and that's what they spray painted on the side of the center. I put it in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. They said, if abortions aren't safe, you aren't either. My response to that is death smiles at us all. And the only thing a person can do is smile back, sweetheart. I don't think you understand how ready I am for this fight. I don't think you understand how long I've waited to engage you in the public arena. And if this is the best you got, it's not going to be a good day for you. So let me read a little bit of this article. So she writes, I'm so glad to know that the theme of this summer's riots will be and can finally start shopping and planning, to no one's surprise. Leftist brown shirts have quickly spasmed from caterwauling to committing terrorism in their quest to interfere with the official business of the Supreme Court. On Mother's Day Sunday, a violent incident occurred in Madison, the capital of Wisconsin. Madison Fire and Police Departments were called to the office of a Wisconsin Family Action, WFA, not to be confused with the WEF, because I know some people are kind of slow on their acronyms, but the office of Wisconsin Family Action around 6 a.m. after a passerby reported smoke coming from the building. Flames were extinguished and thankfully no one was injured. Investigators found a smashed window with at least one Molotov cocktail that had failed to ignite. A fire inside the office burned books and damaged furnishings. Additionally, the building's exterior was covered with spray paint, including the anarchy symbol. The anti-police tag 1312, which is, if you look in the alphabet, 1312, ACAB, all cops are bad. Or bastards, depending on, I don't know, whoever's saying it. So good. I'm glad to see, defund the police is back in action. Nice. Just, hey, it's what's old is new again. And the threatening phrase, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either. Which, once again, sweetheart, life isn't safe. So checkmate. Checkmate to you, darling. Now, Democrats are scrambling because they're shock troops. They realize at the end of the Black Lesbians Matter riots and Antifa towards the end of 2020, they kind of just got out of that okay. Because you can't control these monsters. You think you can. You make these deals with the devil for political gain. But then the cards come out and these people start rioting and people get nervous and these people become empowered because no one stops them. You can't get that dog back on that leash. So I don't care what Tony Evers says. We reject violence in any personal form. It's the same thing as Sakya Toomey as the Scarlet Witch. We reject violence. Shut up. No, you don't. You don't reject violence in all forms. You're nervous that these shock troopers are not going to be as cooperative as they were in 2020. Because everybody had the same goal in 2020. Get rid of the bad orange man. Now, the masters in this case, the Democratic Party, trying to keep their seats politically. It's all political, folks. I know we don't care about it, but you have to understand it from a 10,000-foot view. Democrat politicians know that unleashed, unhinged, whack job, pro-murder baby protesters is not a good look for them. So they're like, oh, no, come on back. And they're like, you let us go in 2020. We haven't burned stuff in 2 years. It's time to burn some suckers. I thought every election cycle we get to burn things. And this is the unintended consequences. And of course, meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., DHS Director Mayorkas is too busy directing an off-Broadway revival of Spring Awakening with Nina Jankowski, or whatever her face is, as the lead. Because that's all she seems to care about, is singing in front of a camera, because she's a typical She's got, I mean, think about this girl. This girl's got a know-nothing degree. I have a degree in Russian disinformation. Wow, you paid a lot of money for a stupid degree. And they're just blind, deaf, and dumb to this whole thing.